Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, myself, Shelly Speaks. Welcome to April. I do not celebrate April Fool's Day. I can't even say it. And I did notice that a lot of people were not celebrating that today. But if you were and you had fun, that's cool. So tonight we are looking at what's possible now. And I kind of look at what's possible now all the time. So I just want to invite you to that energy. But I also said on Facebook that I was going to share the themes that I saw for April with the personal energetic forecast that I did. So I do several readings for several different people, and sometimes I just see kind of a similar theme throughout them. Now, of course, everybody's life is different and unique, but, you know, for example, last month I saw this crazy change coming in. I didn't know exactly what it was, but it was in everyone's reading. And as you know, here we are today with that change already passing through. So there was one particular thing that popped out in these readings, and it was about timing. Now, I don't have another word, but, you know, time is not real. And, of course, we as humans make it real. It's a construct that we use, you know, for things like this. The radio show starts at 6 p.m. Pacific. You know, we use it for appointments and that kind of thing. And what was coming up in everyone's reading was this theme of now is the time, meaning, and it was hard for me to articulate in the readings, but it's kind of like there's things that are required for you to do right now that will benefit you down the road. But the timing of now, the timing of April 2020, is very important. Now, what those things are going to be very individual and very unique to each of you. But for example, you know, one of my clients, and this is actually coming up in a couple clients, where it's important to get that ball rolling on all those things that you've always been wanting to do, you know, starting that home-based business or writing that book or, you know, getting your artwork out into the world or whatever it is for you, it's time. So the way I would approach this is to be very clear on what you'd like to create. And I'm not talking about, you know, Shelly, I want to get the rent paid and the bills paid. And I want to make sure I have enough food. I want to make sure I have enough toilet paper. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your targets, your priorities, your goals, like, and I'm not talking about fantasies either, you know, but whatever your targets were for 2020, maybe you had a financial target, you know, whatever that is, or maybe you wanted to go somewhere on the planet. I know we can't go anywhere on the planet right now, but that's not permanent. Maybe you wanted to create, you know, a romantic relationship, or maybe you wanted to write a book or change your career, you know, whatever that is, keep that energy going and keep taking action towards those things and be willing to make the shifts and changes that are required. So, you know, this year is about reorder, restructure, reorganizing, you know, establishing new foundations. And I knew I was going to have a lot of classes or several classes coming in for this. So the first class, I think it was in January, February, was the 2020 Wealth Foundations, where we were talking about, you know, the shifts and changes that we require for our financial realities. Because, you know, as many of you know, what you were doing 2 weeks ago, it could be the same. But for a lot of people, what was happening 2-3 weeks ago is totally different. And so, you know, for some of us, it's a mental thing, like getting our heads kind of unstuck from, you know, old habits, old ways, and really looking at things from a fresh new perspective. we just did the 2020 Body Foundation, where we talked about body requirements now. You know, there's a lot of people that are stressed out. And, you know, we require ways to manage that or eliminate that from our lives. You know, I'm talking about our individual lives. We can't actually sweep it off the planet, but to take care of our bodies so that our bodies can contribute to us, co-create with us, be a benefit and a contribution to us. And the next class, which will be coming up very soon, will be coming up this month, is about relationships, communities, and connections, because we are being invited to get out of this energy of separation and kind of being the lone wolf and, you know, that energy, and more of a coming together. And it doesn't have to be a physical coming together. However, there's a lot of things that we can choose with other people or as a collective that's going to benefit us, you know, as far as cash, money, and wealth, or benefit, you know, our communities, benefit society. And in order for that to work, you know, in a very efficient way, we have to be able to commune and communicate and connect and really be willing to look at what's going to create greater in spite of our individual, you know, points of view, thoughts, and ideas. It's like, what's okay, this is what I think, this is what you think, which one of those, you know, what are the parts and pieces that are going to create greater? So that's the next class that's coming up. And if you are signed up for my newsletter, you'll see all of this. And then we also have, I have a free call coming this Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a free creation call, and you can come on there and ask questions, and, you know, I give tips and tools for, you know, shifting energy, creating your life, getting out of the past, that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's very important right now, just getting out of the past. There's a lot of people who are just still stuck in the past in terms of, you know, even what they were doing 2 weeks ago. And I get that, you know, I get that there's been some abrupt changes in our lives. And at the same time, it's time to start being very present with where you are now and what your next steps, your next choices, you know, what's possible for you now. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. And then I was talking to a friend this morning, and I was, you know, we're both chatting and we're scrolling on Facebook, and I just had this awareness of kind of where the energy of mental illness is going to kind of rise up. And what I mean by that, there's a lot of people who have been managing, you know, whatever form of mental illness they have, you know, with, like, maybe having a habitual way of being every day, you know, like get up, go to work, do what they need to do and go home. And now that we've had this, what I'll call a pattern interrupt, some people are not going to be able to, quote unquote, keep it together. So just, you know, be aware of that. It's not to make anybody wrong. Some people will just require more of our kindness in this situation. And some people, you know, will choose to leave the planet just simply because, you know, it's just kind of getting too much for them. And there's, you know, all scenarios, varieties of ways. And I'm not, you know, I've heard about some things. I'm not going to share those all right now. But tonight we're going to talk about what else is possible. And it's really a time of, you know, are you choosing to look for the possibilities in terms of fun, adventure, freedom, you know, exploration, or are you choosing the problems, you know, of fear, worry, doubt, uncertainty, and scarcity? And, you know, it's like my invitation is to start, you know, we don't, you know, none of us know what's going to happen tomorrow, like what's going to be on the news tomorrow, you know, what's going to shift or change or anything like that. And that's always the truth. However, now it's a little bit more intense for some people. And, you know, most people on the planet do not like change. You know, they like things to be the same. You know, they want everything in its place when they come home and, you know, dinner at six and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, in varying forms of that. And now everything's like, oh my goodness, what, you know, what's tomorrow going to bring? And it's like, you can look at that with total fear, total anxiety, or you can just receive things as they come and deal with them as they come, and more from a, you know, from an adventurous kind of way. I mean, for me, when I go out the house, it's always an adventure to see what's kind of still out there, still on the shelves. I went out yesterday because I love incense, and I know that's not an essential item for some people, but it is for Shelly. And I knew of an Indian grocery store that also had incense, so that's, I went out. But, you know, I live in Las Vegas, and I just saw things I've never seen before, like empty casino parking lots and, you know, the streets. They're not totally quiet, but there's definitely, you know, a reduction in traffic and stuff like that. And then we went to a store, and we were there a couple weeks ago, and this store, and it wasn't a grocery store, but this particular store, like, all their stock was just dwindled down to almost nothing. And so it's just interesting. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid of not having food, not having toilet paper, not having, and I just want to let you know, there's not a shortage of anything. There may be some transportation issues, you know, where transportation might be delayed or stuff like that, but there's not actually a shortage. And if there is, I'm just not aware of it. There isn't a shortage of food. There isn't a shortage of toilet paper. There isn't, you know, shortage of water or anything like that. So just be mindful of where, let me say that differently. Be aware of where you allow your mind to reside. Okay. Because historically we've gone through changes before, and some people kind of like rise to the occasion and just deal with it. And some people, you know, just fall apart. And it's not that you have to be doing something. Like, you don't have to be saving the world right now. You don't have to be supporting other people. The best thing is to take care of you right now, because if you take care of you, it just makes it easier for those around you. So take care of your emotional state, take care of your mental state, make sure your body's healthy, and start exploring some new possibilities. You know, I already have a home-based business. However, my business is still changing, or affected, I guess, is one way to say it, because some of my clients, their lives have changed. Some of their businesses have had to be shut down completely. They just can't operate them anymore. And they literally don't have, you know, another source of income at this time, in this moment. That's not forever. And so what we've been looking at in our Change It Now sessions is, what else is possible? Like, are you willing to go in a whole new direction? Are you willing to, you know, that crazy idea you've been holding on to in the back of your mind, are you ready to let that out and, you know, be as weird and strange as you can possibly be? And I know this isn't easy for everyone, okay? You know, when this first occurred, you know, I'm not a fearful person in general. However, I did go into some energies of fear, and I used my tools to clear that away, because I knew that if I stayed in that energy of fear and worry and scarcity, et cetera, I'd be miserable right about now. So I changed that, you know, through choice and through tools and clearings, and I just kept creating. And one of the things that came out of that creation is a product. It's called 7 Days what's it called? 7 days of body bliss. And I just had an awareness that our bodies required some, you know, varying energy so that the bodies can be calm. You know, we don't want to create illness based on stress and anxiety. And so if you're interested in that, right now it's priced at $27 on April 1st. I have an awareness that price is going to change somewhere down the road, but if you'd like to have that, it will be in the newsletter this week, or you can contact me, you know, email, Facebook, whatever works for you. And it's really, really delicious. We played with gold. We played with water. We played with the earth. We played with molecules, you know, the molecules of our body. What else? I can't remember all the other ones, but they were all really, really, you know, I got a lot of really, really good feedback. So what's possible now for you? And it's not like you have to go build the Taj Mahal or, you know, anything like that. It's like, what's going to work for you right now? What can you be and do and choose right now that's going to create ease for you in your body, that's going to get the cash and the money flowing, that's going to even be a contribution to others, whether that's your family, your neighbors, you know, your friends. And this isn't about thinking and trying to figure it out. Like, you have an innate wisdom, a knowing that's already there. However, you just may not be acting on it, okay? So my invitation to you is to start acting on it and start creating. And if you require support, you're like, oh, my God, I don't even know where to begin, go get that support. There's so much free stuff. You know, people are giving so much stuff away as far as classes and stuff like that. I have Change It Now sessions where we, you know, one-on-one, we work together. I have the free call coming on Saturday. So if you really actually desire to make a change and go on this adventure with yourself, for yourself, you know, the possibilities are there. And if you don't, you just won't, because it's just a choice. All right. So I'm going to pull a couple cards, and this is just a message for now. This truth, what information, actually, I'm just going to pull one card. What information would be a contribution to us now? Very interesting. So the cards that came up are all about new beginnings, following your dreams, unexpected possibilities, taking a leap of faith, taking action on the possibilities that show up for you. And that's really the energy of April. It's time to jump off the cliff and fly, whatever that means for you. I'm not talking about being irresponsible or abandoning your family or just not paying bills. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about stepping into the new reality that you can create for yourself. It's going to look different for each person. It's going to look different as a collective. However, it's like beckoning us and inviting us to come play with it. And you can either stand at the door and look in, or you can open, you know, go right through the over the threshold and jump in. That's all up to you. All right, so we have a couple callers, and you can ask me about anything. You know, I have my cards here. We can do some readings or some coaching, whatever's appropriate. There's no topic off limit in my shows, unless we're in a particular area. So the first caller I'm going to take is last four digits, 3200. Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
My mouth's a little dry. I've been talking all day.
I haven't.
Awesome. So do you have a question?
Oh, my mind is just wrapping around everything. I think the question running through my head is, where do I start for me? And you talked about support.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that's good. I think I have to know where I go first.
Yeah. And would you be willing to not have to know that? And what I mean
sure.
by
can
that.
I change him?
Say that again.
I said yes. To make changes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And what I'm getting at is sometimes we're kind of like in this, well, if I do this, what's going to happen? You know what I mean? Like, I want to know what's going to happen if I make this choice. Is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? Is it going to be fun? Is it going to be awful? And what I recommend to my clients, because those answers are really not there, especially when you're going into the unknown, okay? When you're going into an area that previously wasn't created, okay? So what I recommend is like maybe thinking of 3, 4, 5, 10, 100 projects or different ways you could go and start playing with them and giving them a little bit of attention every day. So let me pull some cards. Because your question is, okay, where do I start? And I get that. But does that make sense when I said, like, you don't have to know where this is going to go, just go?
Yes, because more than likely I'll be creating something that may not have been on the planet before.
Awesome.
So it's all going to be new.
How cool is that? How cool is that? So the first thing they're showing me is as you step forward, you know, you start choosing, you start taking actions, you're actually going to receive and be a lot more ease and peace and calm. Like, let's say, for example, you know, a lot of stuff's been playing out in your head and, you know, like, where do I start? Where do I begin? As soon as you start taking action, stuff is going to calm down because you'll actually be engaged. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Be willing to ask for contribution from everyone, everything, and anything without judgment. That's what's going to get you going and get you into that, you know, what's your new reality. So it's kind of like sometimes where we have judgment, we're not willing to receive from that energetic matrix of people. So an example would be, I'm going to try to use an example that's not offensive to people. okay, so I've heard women say things like, well, you know, I'd never date a man shorter than me, which is usually a judgment. It's okay if it's a preference. That's cool. A preference is not a judgment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So when you are in your daily life and you're noticing your judgments, especially about people, break them down, clear them, destroy and uncreate them so that you're able to receive more from everyone and everything, because communion is what's required to move you forward. And it's not, communion is not knowing like, oh, I need to know what everyone requires. So when I create a class, I'm not really asking, well, what do the people need right now? That's not what I'm going into. I'm going more into, okay, what's going to contribute to the consciousness of the planet? Now, let's say two people show up for the class and I teach it. And those two people, or just one of those people, goes out and does something else with it that contributes to the planet, or they do something with it 10 years from now that contributes to the planet. It doesn't matter to me. You want to commune in a way that it's going to gift to you, to the consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then there's the money piece. Please be willing to receive money. Please be willing to receive money above and beyond what you're comfortable with, because the opportunities and possibilities that will be showing up for you will have money coming along with them. Okay.
Okay.
Does that all make sense? So I know I didn't say this is your next step, but what I am saying is just step. It's like go out to the dance floor, just start moving. Who cares? You get the dance analogy, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And not like I haven't done that a dozen times. So
Yeah, you know, we don't have to wait for a partner or somebody to ask us. We just go dance, and that's the universe is inviting you to just dance.
That makes absolutely
all right.
Perfect sense.
Anything else for you?
No, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and have a good evening. And thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. So that was an awesome question. You know, that's kind of where we are right now. We just got to get moving, get things started, start, you know, even if you're just writing once upon a time, that's a good start. You know, get the energies moving and percolating in a new direction, because we're all going in a new direction. You can go consciously, or you can go, you know, being dragged along, but we're going, okay? So let's take another caller. Let's see. Last four digits, 4472. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hey. I am awesome. How are you? And thank you for calling.
I
appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. I love calling. So.
Yay.
Yeah. There's always something new that I get out of every one of these calls. And, you know, it's for me, just what you were talking about in a second about that communion. Talking to everything is what I've been working on. It's just bringing that whole thing in and asking for that energy. So, and just being that energy to call it forward. I guess I really don't have a question at the moment. I would just like to see what the cards are saying today.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to invite you to be more specific.
Oh, great. Okay. More specific on, I guess, the move.
Okay, moving. That's cool. All right.
Yes,
so what
moving.
Information does she require about moving? Thank you. I mean, because they could just tell you the sky's blue. You know what I mean? That's not really going to be helpful.
And it is. Very true.
Okay. So the first thing is there's this kind of polarity going on with you. There's an excitement. Oh, my goodness, I'm moving. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to a new place, a new adventure. But then on the other side, there's this fear. And it's more like kind of like that overthinking, analyzing, figuring out what about this, what about that, what if I pick the wrong place, blah, blah, blah. So address that first. You know, you don't have to know what your fears are. You can just clear them without having to, like, make a list. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid, you know, that's a waste of time. Just clear the fears, or clear where you're doubting yourself, or clear, you know, where you're overthinking it, whatever that is. Because we want the energy of the enthusiasm and the adventure and the possibilities. We want that to be the primary energy when you continue, because you're already creating it, when you continue to create this. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, very much. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
And then the next piece is, and, you know, I've heard you say this before. I mean, you've heard me say this before. be selfish right now, please. And I'm saying this to you because you're such a giver. And you're such a kind of go out of your way for people and drop what you're doing and help, help, help. And right now, you don't have to be selfish forever. But right now, you've got to be selfish. You know, wherever you're going, you've got to get there without distraction. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And without people kind of pulling on your energy constantly and draining you and keeping, you know, you've got to keep the blinders on for yourself, okay? And that's part of getting to this new beginning. And then the third piece is really get clear. So, you know, if we were in a session, I would invite you to write down the energetic pieces of where you would like to be, you know. So one of my favorite places is Hawaii. I don't have to necessarily live there, But there's an energy there that I like. I like the, you know, nature and the what do you call it? The way the people are. They're very friendly and they're very natural and organic. They care about their land and, you know, and then it's a beautiful place, of course. And it's like, get the energy of what you would like your next location to be like and ask for it from that, as opposed to like looking at cities, okay? Because right now there's some cities that will, you know, cities, towns, whatever, planets, just kidding, that will be a total contribution to you and your body. And there's some places right now that aren't, but you're not going to have a cognitive awareness of that, but you can have an energetic awareness of that. Does that make sense?
Oh, very much true, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So get the energy of where, you know, like for me, I would like to live close to water. That's one of my things. I don't need to live on the water, but I'd like to live walking distance to water. You know, stuff like that without defining where that is.
Right, yeah. Right.
Excuse me, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And that way, yeah, you can start, you know, doing the energy pulls with, you know, with the energy. You can start inviting people to contribute to that. People will start showing up for that. And that's not a linear, logical way to create. It's an energetic way to create, which will get you there faster, and it will get you there with a lot more ease than being stuck in your head about it.
Very good. Okay, cool. Yeah, that helps a lot.
Yeah, because you know that energy that you like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You've been you've been a lot of places, and you're like, oh, I like the way this feels. Oh, I want to live here. You know what I mean? You've had that. So kind of pull those pieces together. You know, we know you don't want to live like in Siberia or in the Himalayas or, you know. Yeah. And you know, the universe will co-create that with you. Now, it may not show up the way your brain says it will show up, but it will have all the energetic pieces that you've requested.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. I will definitely work on that.
And yep. I'm just adding something that just popped in. Be those energies too. You know, use the questions to be the energy, and that will get you there faster as well.
Cool.
So anything else for you?
Let's see. Something that popped in, and then I was like, it just went right away. So it's all good.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was great. I will get on that, the energetic things, because it hadn't really, I thought about that, and then I was doing a little bit of it, and then it kind of, I got busy. So I'll get back to that.
You got distracted.
Yes, you know, working from home is a distraction, but I love it. It's really not a distraction.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for calling, and you have a beautiful evening. Okay.
You too.
All right. So that's just, you know, those two calls, two questions are very good examples of where we are energetically. Now, you might be in a position where, you know, you're doing the same thing you're always doing and everything's fine. That's awesome. And if you're not, you know, start being playful with it. Start using new tools to, and when I'm talking about energetic tools, to get you where you'd like to go. Come play with me on the creation call Saturday. I can give you some tools there. But it's really, you know, you can even ask, what's possible now? Universe, show me the infinite possibilities that are available to me now. Because some of us are not willing to see them. Some of us are not choosing to see them. Some of us have our heads in the sand. Some of us would prefer to, you know, bitch, whine, moan, and complain. And none of that's going to really get you into a more joyful space. So be honest with yourself. Are you choosing the fear, the worry, the doubt, the uncertainty, and the scarcity? Or are you choosing the fun, the adventure, the freedom, and an exploration of what's possible? And I'll be exploring what's possible, and I invite you to explore that with me. And I'm going to shut the show down. Oh, that didn't sound right. Close the show down for now. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have fun. If you require anything, please reach out. And I'll see you soon. Bye.